Sunday 10 to 4. More information at 367-9546.
It's going to be a rainy Veterans Day. Meteorologist Ed Kiescher will be along with details on the weather in 5 minutes. That's after this hour's report of AM 580 News. Here's Tom Rogers.
Thanks, Jay. Good morning. The state of Illinois is projecting an $800 million revenue shortfall this year. That's due to lower than expected tax revenue. And that means some state-funded programs that were hoping for a break might not get it. Mike Rhee has more.
Last month, Illinois Governor Rod Blagojevich signed a bill to restore more than $200 million worth of programs in the state budget, but he has yet to release the money.
It's hard to talk about new spending when we don't have enough revenue to meet current spending.
That's Katie Ridgway, a spokesperson for Blagojevich.
That said, there are core services that we need to make sure that we maintain, and so we are looking into that.
Ridgway would not say what specific programs the governor might save. She says the state has been trying to control costs this year. That includes cutting about 2,000 staff positions and forcing all departments to spend 3% less than was originally budgeted. I'm Mike Rhee.
University of Illinois trustees will vote this week on another 17 months for President Joseph White. They plan to extend White's contract to mid-2011, though the extension doesn't include any changes to his compensation or other details of his contract. White is currently paid $450,000 a year plus incentives if he stays for 5 years. He took office in 2005. Trustees meet Thursday in Springfield. Julie Pride can take the acting off her job title. The Champaign-Urbana Public Health District Board voted last night to make the 14-year veteran of the agency their permanent administrator. It's an open-ended appointment with salary to be determined later. Pride took over as acting administrator in 2007 after her predecessor Vito Palazzolo was suspended amid charges of spending improprieties. Pride says she's been working to keep the public health district strong and stable since then.
For the last year and a half, we've been holding what we have, holding our program steady, trying to educate the community on what public health is, what our role is, and what it has to be. And it's a little different than what some people think, but we are going to hold to that, and we're going to always look for funding to expand. And I think this will make people, myself included, a little more comfortable in these kind of worrying times.
Public Health Board Chair Carol Elliott says Pride has been so successful as acting chair that they decided to give her the job on a permanent basis without conducting a national search. Elliott says they might have conducted a search if Pride had not already been on the job. New language for a neighborhood plan calls for the City of Urbana and Carl Foundation Hospital to negotiate a solution that provides new housing to replace any homes that are torn down for future hospital expansion. The Urbana City Council worked out the language for the Crystal Lake Neighborhood Planning Committee last night. It'll give a final vote next week. It replaces previous language that Carl Hospital officials opposed because they believe it made them solely responsible for finding replacement housing. Mayor Laurel Pressing says that's not the city's intention. She reads the replacement language endorsed by the council.
If residences are removed due to Carl expansion, the city and Carl Foundation shall negotiate in consultation with the people of the neighborhood to provide energy-efficient replacement housing.
That replacement language also cites Carl's previous statements that it wants to, quote, be part of the solution if future hospital expansion leads to homes being torn down. Carl owns several rental properties just off the hospital campus that could be torn down if any campus is expanded. No Carl officials attended the committee meeting except for Alderwoman Lynn Barnes, who's a Carl vice president. She has recused herself from the neighborhood plan discussion. It's taken less than a year for a veterans memorial in Savoy to go from dream to reality. The project was conceived last winter and ground was broken last July. Now, local officials will mark Veterans Day later today by formally unveiling the Savoy Veterans Memorial during an 11 o'clock ceremony. The memorial is located outside the Savoy Municipal Center at the corner of Route 45 and Tamaris Avenue. But except for the land, all the materials and labor for the memorial has been privately donated. Village Trustee Bill Smith says support for the project has come not just from Savoy, but from Champaign, Urbana, and other towns in the area.
For some of the people that have worked on this, one of them was all the way down to a town called Florina, south of Effingham. And a gentleman, Chris Butler, who's done a tremendous amount of work, lives down in Philo. He's with the plaster and cement finishers. So we're really pleased that such a variety of people were willing to step up to the plate and help out on this project.
The memorial features commemorative stones for each branch of the armed forces arranged around a five-pointed star. At the center of the star is a taller black granite stone with the American flag depicted on one side and an eagle and various armed forces seals on the other. Smith says anyone wishing to make a donation for future maintenance of the memorial should call the Savoy Municipal Center at 359-5894. Our next report is at 8:30. I'm Tom Rogers.
This morning's weather forecast is made possible with support from your locally owned Central Illinois IGA supermarkets, including your IGA stores in Arthur, Mahomet, and Villa Grove. Hometown proud and encouraging you to join them in supporting public radio.
At 7:35, meteorologist Ed Kieser joins us for another in-depth look at weather on this 90th anniversary of the Armistice. And after World War II, this became known as Veterans Day instead of Armistice Day.
So we got that right yesterday, saying it would be 90 years.
That's right, 90 years. 11th hour, 11th day, 11th month, 1918. Signing of the armistice between the Allies and Germany. And so we honor the veterans of all the various conflicts and wars on this date.
Well, I've enjoyed listening to some of the stories this morning produced by our AM 580.